What if and imagine. Three of the most powerful words in the English language are what if and imagine. What if your dream really was realized? What if your business really did make enough money to fund an entire missions endeavor? What if your family really did become missionaries to India? What if you were to write that book? And what if this book became a New York Times bestseller? Imagine the stories you could tell your grandkids. Imagine how you could change the circumstances of an entire people group. Imagine how many people you would find enjoying heaven because you made a difference and what they believed. Imagine kneeling before Jesus and hearing, "Well done." What if? Imagine. That's what Nehemiah did for the people of Jerusalem. He painted the picture of what if and imagine. That's what you need to do as well. Start with the problem, but state your divine disturbance as the solution to the problem in terms that help people find themselves in God's larger story. Number 3, the why. He also told the citizens why they needed to rebuild. Did you catch that? I hope that you're starting to notice a theme here too. Why is everywhere in the narrative. It's extremely important. As Michael Hyatt says often, when you lose your why, you'll lose your way. Nehemiah explains, "Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach." For him, these were not merely walls, but they are the character and the reputation of God himself. Broken down and burned walls meant that God's people were missing their full potential and that God's name was receiving contempt rather than glory. God's people had become a laughingstock of the world. If it were an NFL game, the fans would have put paper grocery sacks on their heads in shame. And that shame was offensive to Nehemiah. Number 4, the when. He not only said that they needed to rebuild the walls, but they needed to be rebuilt now. They didn't have a moment to spare. Now hold the phone. If I were sitting there listening to this speech by Nehemiah, my heart probably would have been moved too. I'm sure that he was convincing, and I'm sure that he was very passionate. But the walls had been in this condition for 150 years. Why, I probably would have thought, should I start to rebuild now? But Nehemiah pointed to current activity, how God had orchestrated all these events. He said, quote, "And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also the king's words that he had spoken to me," in Nehemiah 2:18. I'm not sure what all he explained to them, but I'm sure he had rehearsed it several times. I'm sure he started from the day his world changed, when his brother Hanani came to him while he was still in Susa. I'm sure that he talked about how for 4 long months he fasted, prayed, wept, and prayed and planned for this moment. I'm sure that he told them how he was dreadfully afraid when the king asked him what was the matter, but then, to his surprise, the king showed favor and grace not only to let him rebuild the city, but also to have letters and lumbers and a convoy. I'm sure that he shared with them the fact that for 3 days he walked around the city's walls and kept everything silent for a sake of moment like this. He told them the story. He invited them into the process. He shared with them how God was miraculously weaving his master plan into existence and that he, the creator of the universe, wanted them to be his partners in seeing this dream become a reality. After he shared these stories that he had rehearsed for the past 9 months, once he had finished his last sentence, I'm sure there was an awkward pause. Although this probably only lasted a few milliseconds, it probably to Nehemiah felt like an eternity. For in this pause, after you communicate your divine disturbance and before the people respond, the weight is enormous. The pressure is legit. And every dreamer knows this moment is a very scary place to inhabit. It's the moment on the high dive when you just cross the point of no return. No going back now. Now or never. And to Nehemiah's amazement, this is what happened. It says in Nehemiah 2:18, "So they said, 'Let us rise up and build,' and they set their hands to do this good work." This is the great moment in biblical history. As I place myself in this story, I can hear the cheers and feel the excitement. I can see the high fives and the fist bumps, the heads nod, people smile. Life is good, at least for now.